The city of romance has had enough of love. Well, love locks. Officials in Paris say the padlocks attached to bridges by lovebirds threaten the city's historic architecture and public safety. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley sent this report.
Moroccan tourists Sherif Nassim and Zakia Eroussi showed up this morning at the Pont des Arts footbridge to attach their love lock and throw the key in the Seine River. But to their consternation, the bridge was closed to the public. City workers were busy removing sections of its padlock-coated railings and loading them into a truck.
C'est quand même, ça faisait le charme de Paris.
This was what made the charm of Paris, says Nassim. It was for people to show their eternal love. His girlfriend Eroussi worries what the city will do with all the locks, which she says are of deep sentimental value to someone. Italian tourist Francesco Abattar says the locks do not destroy the beauty of the bridge.
No, it's create another form of the bridge. Means more.
So this bridge means more with the padlocks
yes,
on it.
I think so.
But city officials say all that love has taken a toll on this delicate copy of a Napoleonic footbridge. The 700,000 locks weighed an estimated 45 tons, causing some of the railings to collapse. After trying to encourage tourists to take selfies instead, the city turned to more drastic measures. Deputy Mayor Bruno Julliard came out to reassure tourists.
It's possible to say I love you or to have a romantic trip in Paris without putting love locks on the bridges. Paris will stay the city of love.
The campaign to clear the locks from all the bridges in Paris was started by two Americans. One of them is Lisa Anselmo. She says this is a good start.
And if someone wants to be loving, this is the best way to do it, not to put a lock on the bridge, to really respect the places you visit and the cultural heritage of those people.
One of those people is Parisian Denise Charonsol, who says she's grateful.
Very proud that two Americans don't like the locks.
The city of Paris will soon replace this bridge's railings with specially designed clear panels. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.